You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Filiberto Amati. He is the founder of Amati & Associates, a group of innovation catalyst branding architects and international experts that works with a variety of multinational companies and top consumer products throughout the world. Filiberto, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Good afternoon, actually, coming to us from Italy today. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview about Amati & Associates.
Sure. We are a small consulting firm, a consulting boutique, as we like to say. We have offices in Warsaw, Poland, Milan, Italy, and Barcelona in Spain. And we do help our clients in their growth challenges. So we work, for example, in helping them in repositioning their brands or in pushing forward with their innovation programs, or in their international expansion programs.
Amati & Associates also conducts a thorough analysis of the branding rituals among consumers with regard to a specific product or service. Why is it essential to understand the value and necessity of these rituals?
Rituals are very powerful. First of all, because they are repetitive behavior and therefore can be predicted, and they are very actionable from a marketing and promotional point of view. In addition to that, rituals, consumers love to learn rituals. So when you have an educational program from a consumer point of view, or you need to get into consumers' brain and bring them to, you know, change an habit, rituals are very, very helpful. And I would say the most important part is that rituals have a very important symbolic dimension, and therefore when you want to connect with a consumer on a more emotional and aspirational level, rituals can be very, very powerful.
Most definitely. Brand laddering is another concept that Amati & Associates emphasizes as a way to more comprehensively understand how and why certain products succeed or fail. Tell us more about this theory, if you would.
Sure. I would say that the laddering, the brand benefit laddering framework, it's a framework which has been used for the past 25 years, but which has been evolving as marketing has been evolving. Basically, the framework helps you distinguish between the technical features of a product, so, you know, how fast the car goes and how it takes basically to brake the car from 100 kilometers per hour to zero, to the benefits, the functional benefits, whether it's a car for you, a safe car for you to bring your kids around, or a car where you can have a more sporty approach or more comfortable drive. Of course, and, you know, last but not least, the emotional benefits that driving a Ferrari rather than a Honda, or driving a sedan rather than a cabrio brings to the picture. The framework has been evolving because we know that a lot of brands are now thinking about their purpose. So we do a lot of work with the benefit ladder, especially on the fourth dimension, which is the societal benefits, helping brands assessing how they can be better corporate citizens, how can they give back to their communities, which are all dimensions that are very, very important for a number of consumers. And we know, for example, that millennials care about what you know, brand stands for and what their purpose is beyond what they do for them from an emotional or functional point of view.
Very good. Thanks for breaking that down for us today. We are with Filiberto Amati. He is the founder of Amati & Associates, a group of innovation catalyst, branding architects, and international experts that works with a variety of multinational companies and top consumer products throughout the world. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Filiberto, what are some practical examples from Amati & Associates concerning clients or projects where your efforts strengthened a brand's identity, increased sales, or had a positive impact overall?
Sure. For example, just recently we helped a restaurant chain, which is market leader in their own country in Europe, to develop an international expansion plan. Really setting up a strategy of which countries to go first in, how, whether to do that in partnership with a local player or not, and exactly what would be the requirements for the launch. On the branding side, we're working with a pharmaceutical company to develop a new brand for the OTC market, and we really started from scratch from a pure consumer insight point of view, and you know, looked at what other brands are in the segment, what kind of positionings they have, what is our objective from an economic and market share point of view, and we helped them developing a full-fledged brand architecture from scratch, starting from a consumer insight. And last, I would say, on our most recent project on rituals, we helped a Southern European spirit company entering the Russian market by developing an activation strategy based on rituals, rituals that would be relevant to the local consumers in Russia, but that, of course, build into the equity and the positioning of the Mediterranean, so to speak, brand.
Finally, what other advantages should businesses be aware of as they seek the expertise of Amati & Associates?
Let's say that we are really excelling when we put consumers and customers at the center of the equation. Okay, so all prospective clients and companies that need to put the customer first, we can help them, we are happy to help them, and we tend to be very analytical, very creative, and basically unbiased, in the sense that we don't have any preference from the point of view of one discipline to the other. We just want to make sure we help our customers formulating the right questions and answering them in the best way for them, which is not necessarily the best way for anybody else in that sense.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly nice to know what Amati & Associates can do for the small business and medium business owners. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information, not only about Amati & Associates, but how they can be in touch online as well?
Well, they can get in touch with us via LinkedIn, on Twitter directly with me at Filiberto Amati, or looking at our website and contacting us through our website at www.filibertoamati.com.
Good enough. Filiberto, thanks so much for joining us here today from Italy here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Certainly was, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Filiberto Amati. He is the founder of Amati & Associates, a group of innovation catalyst, branding architects, and international experts that works with a variety of multinational companies and top consumer products throughout the world. And once again, the website of reference is filibertoamati.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.